Sergeant Rabin. It was a good clean shot, right into the biceps. The man was able to pull the dart out, but that didn't make any difference. He got partway out of the chair and then fell back, dazed. You're under arrest. Anything you say may be used as evidence. A copy of this proceeding will be provided for your defense attorney. Let it be noted that the drug 71 Tycan has been administered. Your testimony will be reviewed in that light. Ibor Lopez, you are charged with information theft and unauthorized decryptation. Do you wish to deny the validity of these charges? Ibor tried to look up at him, but his head slumped. Then his whole body sagged forward and he fell out of the chair. Rabin kneeled down and turned him over. His eyes had rolled back so that only the whites were visible. He felt for a pulse under the jaw. What's happening? The Chancellor asked. Does this usually happen? No, sir. I think it's a drug interaction. 71 Tycon is a psychotropic, and if the offender has taken some other psychotropic drug... Shit. There goes his pulse. He chinned a microphone switch. Dispatch, this is Rabin and 16-304. We have a code 9 here, need help fast. Heart stopped. After a few seconds, a female voice said they were on their way. Rabin had already begun cardiopulmonary resuscitation. After a minute of rhythmic shoving on the man's chest, alternating with breathing into his mouth, he asked Barrett, Sir, can you do CPR? No, I'm afraid not. He made an ineffectual gesture with both hands. I've been meaning to take the course. Another minute. Find someone who can. I may need help. It was hard work, and Rabin was out of shape. He'd heard of people having heart attacks themselves while administering CPR. He didn't want to be part of an ironic newspaper story. Barrett didn't go straight out the door, but first stepped over both of them to take something off the desk. Then he went into the corridor and started knocking on doors and shouting at people. Code 9 meant that a suspect needed immediate medical attention. Sometimes the rescue unit dragged their feet a bit, since suspects were usually guilty, and a dead suspect meant less work all around. Rabin was starting to have chest pains, which he knew were psychosomatic, when a middle-aged black man kneeled down next to him. Need help? Rabin nodded and rolled away, gasping. He leaned back against the desk and watched his replacement. Slower, but pretty good, considering that he'd probably never done it on a live person before. Of course, this person was only somewhat alive. Not armed, at least not obviously. So why had he been ordered to dart him on sight? If he was dangerous, why risk sending the Chancellor along to identify him? Could the dart have been switched? Did he inadvertently fire a killer dart rather than a talker? No, he loaded the weapon himself when the call came in. The dart was on the floor. He leaned over slowly, still hyperventilated, and picked it up. The charge cartridge was green, blue, green. 71 Tycon. He got a plastic bag out of his utility kit and dropped the cartridge in and put it in his pocket. Other evidence. He stood up slowly and checked the desk. A keyboard, but nothing up on the wall. No crystal or cube in the readers. A notepad and stylus. He pushed the previous message corner of the notepad and got a crude drawing of a naked woman and a neatly printed phone number. He wrote the number down in his notebook. Ma'am, you're being investigated in conjunction with a serious information crime. No, don't bother getting dressed. I'll just handcuff you to this bed here. Chancellor Barrett stepped into the office. Sir, what was it you took from the desk here?
Desk? Oh, nothing. I was just checking the notepad there.
Nothing, Sergeant Rabin. Yes, sir. The old bastard. It must have been a cube or crystal from the reader. Whatever this guy was working on. It put Rabin in an interesting situation. Under oath, or drugs, he would have to testify that he'd seen the Chancellor take something from the desk. Did the Chancellor realize that? Was the Chancellor corrupt enough to threaten his job? His life?